So, there I was. Many years ago, I was living in Cincinnati, Ohio at this time. I was working for a small consulting company. I was speaking at a local user group, the visual basic user group in town there. Taught a class every once in a while. Things were going pretty well. I was starting to get to know the local developers in the area. It's kind of harder to do those days. The internet wasn't really a thing back then. It's harder to learn things. You actually had to buy books and read them, or buy magazines if you wanted to find them. Not to do some algorithm or learn some new language. But I made it. It worked. Until I moved here. For reasons beyond my control, suddenly I found myself in Michigan. And even though I had gone to school here, I had changed careers since. I didn't know any software developers in the entire state of Michigan. And that was hard. And I also had a job. I was working for this big company called Avanade, and they had me traveling all the time. 100% every Monday morning was on the plane. So it was really difficult for me to meet anybody and find out anybody to ask questions of or to learn from. And then I met Josh. I actually was speaking at the Microsoft office in Southfield for my company, and Josh was in the audience. He came up to me and he said, "Hey, I like your talk. I'm organizing this thing. It's called the Day of .NET. Would you like to speak there?" I said, "Oh, that sounds good. It's on a Saturday. I could do it. I'll be home." He also told me about something called a code match, which I didn't go to, and now I regret it because it's been crazy since then. And I went, and I started going to other local events in the area. In those days, Microsoft used to sponsor lots and lots of events. And I'd always seen Josh there. And it became apparent to me that he was a guy that just was connected with everybody. He seemed to know everybody in the software community. And that's why, later on, when I got tired of traveling, I really wanted to stay home and spend time with my kids, the first person I called was Josh. I said, "Hey, I'm looking to find a job closer to home. Point me to somebody that's hiring? Can you give me just maybe some words of encouragement?" It's like, maybe I can do all three, let's see. I remember when it all, he gave me a couple of leads, but it really came to a head one night. It was the night that the Xbox 360 was launched. And he invited me, at that time he had actually gone to work for Microsoft, and he invited me to this launch party where, I don't know if you've been to one of those parties where you just plug in a bunch of Xboxes and everybody plays with each other. And there's multiplayer games, and they put it up on the big screens, and it was really kind of cool. I'm not a gamer, but I brought my son, who was about fourth, fifth grade at the time. He played while I just showed up, and Josh introduced me to a couple people. I actually had job interviews during this Xbox party. It was pretty cool. And I remember as we were leaving, we were in the elevator, when suddenly Josh turned to me and he said, "Oh, David Giard." And he turned to his left and said, "Brian Prince, David's looking for work, and I think he'd be perfect for your company." And I reached out my hand and I said, "Hello, Brian." I said, "Hello, David." And then the elevator doors opened, and Brian went one way, and I went the other way. And that was the shortest job interview I ever had in my life. The next day, Brian's company, they were called Quick, they rolled back at it Quick. And the next day, somebody from his company called me and started recruiting me. They offered me a job. This was a new experience for me. I thought jobs were found by sending out resumes, answering ads, and going to interviews, and maybe getting called back, and maybe eventually getting an offer. These guys had never met me, and they were willing to offer me a job. They were willing to pay for me. This was crazy. I told them I'd think about it. they were in Columbus, Ohio. They were based in Columbus. The work was in Detroit, but the job was in Columbus. Oh, there was Brian right there. He has orange hair sometimes. But I had never heard of them, so I called up. I lived in Cincinnati for a while, so I knew a few people in Ohio, and I called up the guys in Ohio that I knew that were connected with other people. I called up my friend Barry, who I used to work with, and I said, "What do you know about Brian Prince and this company, Quick?" He said, "Oh, I just did a project with them in Cleveland. They're awesome. I can't say enough nice things about them." That's a direct quote. "I cannot say enough nice things about them." Like, well, that's pretty, I respect Barry. That's pretty strong evidence. I called James. James and I used to work together in Cincinnati. And he was one of those guys, just knew everybody. And I said, "Have you heard of these guys, Quick?" And he said, "Oh yeah, I co-authored a book with Jim." And he he's a great guy. He's a really sharp guy. And so I took the job. So just like Brian took Josh's recommendation, I took their recommendation. I went to work there. I learned a ton of stuff. I learned a ton of stuff. It was the first time I ever did an agile program at all. It was about 10 years ago. I never heard the word agile in that context before. And I learned about this passion that company had for the software community. Everybody there was really engaged in local user groups. The president of the Columbus user group, .NET user group, was in Wartford Craig. There were speakers at code camps, and there were native .NETs were popping up all over the Midwest. Everybody was speaking there, and that became infectious to me. I started first going to these conferences, and then initially I started speaking at these conferences. It was really a life-changing experience. I only worked there for a year, and then the company got sold and they were going somewhere else. But during that year, it really affected the way that I saw, the way I interacted with the developer community. And then I started going to the Great Lakes area .NET user group, which this was, I don't know, 7-8 years ago I started going there. Eventually I became the secretary of the group and the vice president and finally the president of the group. And when I became the president of the group, I remember I sat down with Jennifer. Jennifer, she called me up, she said, "Hey, Ernie, I'm the president, and I want to help you make this group better." And we had a long conversation, because the group had been going along for years. It was successful, I mean, but it plateaued. We had about 35 people every month. We had no money. There was no sponsors, so we didn't have pizza for years. And we talked about ideas that we could do to make this group better. And then afterwards, after I hung up with her, I scheduled a meeting with a coffee shop with some of the other newly elected officers. And we sat down, we brainstormed, how are we going to make this better? And we did. We made it amazing. We had speakers from all over the world, literally all over the world. We had people from Czech Republic and Scotland and Vancouver and Texas and Colorado and Seattle, New York City. I mean, really, the leaders in the .NET community were coming to Detroit to speak in our user group. We went out, we got sponsors to articulate what they were going to get. We got a lot of money coming in. We were able to buy really good food. We became famous for our food. In fact, now the group brags that we haven't served pizza in like 4 years in this group. We always had Chinese food or chicken or shawarma or something like that. So it was a non-user group, typically user group. We give away stuff. You know, we got people who donate books and software and toys. So we have thousands of dollars of software that we give. It was a half an hour just to give away the raffle prizes at the end of every meeting. And the group grew. We had about 35 people per month when I started. And I was just there a couple months ago, and there were almost 100 people there. It just grew and it sustained. And that's probably the thing I'm most proud about, is that I'm no longer the president. I'm not involved at all, and it's still sustained. And it's sustained largely because while I was there, I started talking to other people and saying, and finding out who else was excited about this, who else wanted help, and encouraging them to help. So my last term as president, my only campaign promise was, I will not run again next year. I want somebody else to take this role next year. And these are the next three presidents. This is Kent and Matt and Andre. And they kept it going. I mean, Andre's term actually expires in 3 days, and the next guy's gonna come along. So the group is still going really successfully. It's been awesome. It's been a great place for me to meet influencers, not only in the Detroit area, but internationally. This is Norio. He and I met when we started up the Great Lakes area .NET user group, which we've abbreviated to GAG because it's almost kind of sort of an acronym. We started a thing called Co-Slammers, where we just get together at a local coffee shop and we would just pair program, work on projects and do it. And Norio showed up at the first one. He was working on learning F sharp. And we started talking to him, and he started coming to the meetings. Friends, and he's actually the one that invited me here to be the keynote. So had I not gone to that coffee shop that day, I might not be standing here in front of you right now. This is Dave. Dave is, of course, the founder of One Dev Day, which later became Dev Day Detroit. Josh and I introduced Dave Meehy. At the time, he was running a Java user group. We got together, and even though we didn't work on the same technology, we shared a passion for the community, we shared a passion for technology, and we just hit it off immediately. And he started telling me about this one dev day thing. I showed up as an attendee first, and as a speaker, and as a volunteer, and one year I emceed the event, and now here I am. Introduction from Josh can go a long way. This is Bill. I have a story about Bill. He's in here. Bill lives in Ohio. And one day I was on Twitter. One day I was working at General Motors, consultant general. I was trying to figure out this claims-based authentication, which may or may not mean anything to you. It's a complex security technology. This was complex to me. I couldn't figure it out. So what do you do when you can't figure something out or things are going wrong in your life? You whine on social media, right? That's what I do. And Bill, who happens to be a security expert, he responded. And he started answering things which, in 140 characters. And it wasn't going well. It was too complicated for him over here. So we started direct messaging. He gave me his phone number. We had a phone call. And even over the phone, it was hard. And so he said, boy, I wish you could we just sit down together. I could whiteboard it for you. I could show it to you in a half an hour if you just would have time to sit down together. And I said, well, what are you doing tomorrow? So the next morning, I drove down to Ohio, and we sat in a Whole Foods cafeteria, and during lunch, he explained this thing to me. Pretty amazing thing. I solved a problem that nobody that I personally knew could solve because of Twitter, because of Bill. This is Mihai. He lives in Transylvania, of course, and he and I became friends when we first met when we did a session together at Tech. It was a community session that I had sponsored. And we'd see each other. He comes to the States a few times a year, and we'd see each other at the summits and other conferences. And it was a couple of years after I knew him that I discovered Mihai runs a conference in Transylvania. And so he invited me to a conference in Transylvania. Of course, I said yes. I've never been to Transylvania. I showed up like 4 days early and went to Dracula's birthplace, the graveyard in front of the castle of Dracula, the lad named Baylor was born. They say that his body is buried in this graveyard, but they never found his head. His head was taken back to Germany or someplace. So, Tibby, the same thing. I had known Tibby for years, and before I discovered that he runs a conference in Stockholm. Guess where I went this past spring? I spoke in Stockholm, Sweden, all because I had a friend named Tibby. So I shared these stories with you because I've had some pretty amazing things happen in my life. And a lot of them are a result of the interactions I've had with other developers throughout the developer community. I set some goals for myself early on. I wanted to learn a lot. That's why I got in this industry. So he does this whether you're on a Saturday. I wanted to get my name. I wanted to become more well known in the software industry. Once I discovered Gang, I wanted to grow that. I had goals. I had a lot of goals. It's hard for me alone to achieve those goals. But when I find other people that have similar goals, then they can help me. I can help them. They can help me. I don't scale very well. You don't scale very well. But together we scale really well. Because a lot of us share some of the same goals. And I started to tap into that, and that helped me a lot. Now, I wasn't out just looking for people that could help me. It just so happened that a few of them were influencers. A few of them were, and I met enough people that a few of them were able to say, oh, this is Brian. Oh, I have a conference in Stockholm or Transylvania, and I'll buy a plane ticket for you to come over. It's been pretty amazing. This is what software development. There are values in these connections. There are values in education. I've met a lot of people through the community. Now I don't have to know everything. I just have to know where to find everything. And the internet only goes so far with that. If I have a security question, I say, oh, this is guy in Ohio I can talk to. If I have a CRM question or a collaboration question or an Azure cloud big data question, I have people that I know that I can call, I can talk to, or I can refer others to. That's a huge advantage for being professional. I've had mentors in the software development field. Many of them you've seen already that have helped me through this. I've tried to be a mentor to others. A lot of the people you see that I've shown pictures of already, they've done things for me that I will never pay back. And I'm okay with that. I accept that. And I believe that they accept it as well. However, what I try to do is I try to pay it forward. I try to mentor others. I try to inspire them. Hopefully that somebody in this room will be inspired and we will learn something from my talk this afternoon. It'll help them to do better at their job. And then maybe they'll go to somebody else and so on and so on. And maybe they'll get back to Josh or to Mihai or something like that. It's a pretty good cycle. Now, don't get me wrong, networking isn't enough. But neither is just doing your job well or showing up at 9 and leaving at 5. It's a combination of the two. It's you build up your qualifications and then you meet other people. Programming is it's kind of an isolated experience. We do it, even if you're paraprogramming, it's still just two people there. It's not a social activity. And sometimes it's nice to get out and view other people. All right, so I bring this up because everybody has a journey. That was my journey to where I am today. I've got a really great job right now, but a lot of it is because of the software community that I've been involved in. But you all have a journey as well. You're on your way right now. You all have goals. Maybe some of the same people as mine. One of my goals is to learn a lot. I strive to learn something brand new every single day. Community can help with that. Learning the people you meet here today, they all have different experiences from you. So not just in the sessions are you going to be learning from, but from each other, you can learn a lot. You can find experts in the room. It's probably something that there's certainly somebody at your table who knows something about some subject more than you do. It's a great way to find new career opportunities. The best time to look for a job is when? Yeah, so when you're not looking for a job, right? Establish that network beforehand. And that happened to me. I met people. I have this job today largely because of my relationships with Jennifer and Josh and Brian. They had this job before me. I wasn't looking for that job at the time that I started. I built that relationship. When I met them, I got to know them. Wow, you guys have a really cool job. You know what my title is? Technical Evangelist. How much does that cost? Freaking technical advantage. Social interaction. Sometimes it's a hard thing for software developers. It is a very lonely thing to write software. And if you have a software development community, people to share with ideas with people to share a passion for technology, like I think most of us do, that's a great thing to do. That's a great thing to interact with. And don't increasing your reputation. I do a lot of public speaking. I got started with public speaking through the user groups, through the local code camps, through events like this, and it's grown quite a bit. I think it's created an illusion that I'm a lot smarter than I am. It's just us, right? It's been a lot of fun. People know my name more because I stand up on stage and I talk about stuff. And then through the user group, I just got a real thrill out of helping other people. Bringing in experts to talk to them, connecting people together. For me, that's like crap. That's what gets me in my warm fuzzies, is helping other people. If this is part of your journey, the software community can help you with that as well. No discount this, having fun. There's a lot of fun in being involved in an organization like a user group. There's a lot of fun getting to events like this. For me, events like this are like a family reunion. There's a lot of people here that I only see a couple times a year. And last night actually I was in St. Louis. There was a St. Louis Day event then. And there are people there that I only see once a year. It's far enough away. Just an amazing experience. If that's the kind of thing that you like, software development. I keep using the word community. I haven't really defined it. Of course, community is a lot of things. It could be family, it could be classmates, it could actually be college, but it can be your neighborhood or office space. But I'm talking about technical communities, and that is conferences like this one, code camps, conferences run by, maybe the big conferences, conferences run by volunteers. I don't know about conferences that are run by volunteers, because that's I think where the real passion is. That's where real accessibility is. User groups, this is Gang. A couple of years ago, Jennifer speaking at there. that youth camps are a great opportunity. There's a couple of them every year in Michigan where the organizers find a bunch of charities that need some kind of software work done for them, maybe a new website, maybe a new database, and software developers and designers and architects and project managers. They come, they lock themselves in the room for 48 hours, and they build stuff for charity for free. It's just a great opportunity to do something good in the community, to learn something, to meet other people, and have fun. I love youth camps. I love they're still going on in Michigan. Social media is, I would consider that part of the software development community. The development community isn't a geographic community. It is spread out across people with common interests and with common a passion for technology or and for the community itself. I don't want to overstate this because I personally believe that relationships happen in real life, meeting face to face. But if between the times that I can get to St. Louis and meet people, I can still keep that relationship alive through Twitter, through Facebook, through whatever. Google. But it's not easy. you're starting it right now. You're already here giving up your Saturday to come to this community-run event. But there's time. It takes time to get involved in user groups. It takes time to get to go to conferences. If you want to do speaking, it takes time to prepare. And of course, we all have pressures on our time. We have families. We have our day job. We have our lawns to mow and so on. But start small. Find a monthly user group to go to. Check it out. See if it's worth your time, because it's an investment. That time is an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your career. And then, I don't know if you know this, but some technical people are not as socially awesome as you and I are. Some of them are kind of shy. And it's hard to get out. It's hard for them to get out. It might be hard for you to get out and talk to other people, interact with people. It might be hard for you to still talk to the person sitting next to you at your table if you didn't come with that person. Try it. Social skills are a muscle that you can exercise. It's a skill that's learned like anything else. And if you try it, you'll get better at it. And it's hard the first time. I totally get that. Come to a user group. First meeting, sit in the back and just listen. Second meeting, meet one person. Just challenge yourself to meet. Some people don't want to look stupid. They don't want to go, stand in front of a stage because they're afraid that people will realize that they don't know what they're talking about. This isn't a problem for me because I actually really enjoy being the dumbest guy in the room. I seek out rooms where that is true. For me, the opposite is true. I want to go to rooms where there's a lot of smart people where I can learn. So one of my big goals is to learn as much as I possibly can before I leave this planet. All right, so this is what I want to leave you with, is what you can take away from this. If you're not involved in the local user group, find out where they are. A good place to start is meetup.com. A lot of user groups are on there. Not everyone is on there, so go to your favorite search engine and search for user groups in the local area. There are really strong community user groups here in Southeast Michigan. And they cover a wide range of technology. I'm more familiar with the .NET side of it. There's a really strong JavaScript user group that's out there. Attend code camps like this one. There's a variety of coming up. Find out where they are, the local guys here. And connect with their peers. I would challenge you to do that today. Probably most of you came with one or two people or people from work. Don't just hang out with them. Sit with lunch with somebody. Meet somebody, find out what they're doing, connect, grab a business card, follow them on Twitter. And become involved, volunteer at your local user group, speak at your local user group. The group that I used to run offers 10-minute lightning talks. You don't have to have ever any experience at all, and 10 minutes is short enough that it's low pressure for the speaker, and if it's not, if you don't do well your first time, which is likely, everything we do the first time we probably aren't going to be great at. That's okay. You've only spent 10 minutes of the audience's time. And maybe they'll learn something from you. And maybe you'll catch a bug and you'll want to speak at something like this. that's my presentation. Before I go, I do want to say that, give a shout out to my friend and colleague Bill Think. He is also a technical evangelist on my team, but he's very sick. He has stage 4 cancer, and his presentation today is dedicated to him. If you keep him and his family in prayer, I would very much appreciate it. Some of the thoughts that I've said today, I put in the blog post. There's a tiny URL for it. Community grant. You can also, follow, I'll put it on Twitter as well. In fact, I'll put a link to the slide deck on Twitter if you just follow that. And some of the photos here, most of the photos of the slide deck I actually took myself. You can find that tiny URL as well. My name is David Gr. All right, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this conference.